1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Sunday is Super Bowl 37, and it is in San Diego, California. A Super Bowl that perhaps has more of a cultural significance than others, because it features a football team, the Oakland Raiders, whose fans are a vocal lot, who are at times characterized as criminal, if you will. Sometimes they're characterized as just extreme, but certainly there is an aspect to being a fan of the Oakland Raiders which is different from any other football team. They're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, coached by John Gruden, the former coach. We wanted to get on the air a lot of different people from San Diego tonight. First up on our list is Jeff Dowder, who is a Oakland Raider fan and represents a group of Oakland Raider fan clubs around the Los Angeles area. Jeff, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good, Phil. Thank you.
And you are where?
We're in San Diego right now at Chirac Sports Bar.
So you're down in the Gaslight District.
Yes, we are.
Tell me about being a Raider fan and what this Raider Nation manifesto is that you and a group of others submitted via email and fax to a number of news agencies yesterday.
The Raider Nation manifesto is to let people know that Oakland Raider fans are a lot different, as you mentioned, Phil, at the beginning of your program, than other fans. We do take our football very seriously. We do take our football team very seriously. And we are also people who are not afraid to be vocal about it. On Sunday at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, you're going to see the black hole. The black hole is section 9 and 6, and that is going to be in the northeastern section of the end zone of the football of the stadium. At that time, we're going to be there. We're going to be pretty radical, fairly extreme in our support of our team. It's important for non-Raider fans to know a couple of things if they're at Qualcomm Stadium on Sunday. Number one, we don't mind anybody sitting in our sections 9 through 6. We don't even mind Buccaneer fans sitting there, but we do advise people who are wearing the colors of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to not be vocal near the Raider fans. We do get a little extreme.
Let's be clear here. Are you talking about violent?
I'm not casting that myself. I do know friends of mine do get violent, yeah.
Are you talking that if Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans are near you or your friends, they'll get violently attacked?
I'm just saying that we believe in our football team. And if you wear the Tampa Bay Buccaneer colors and you're near the Raider fans, you might want to just sit down, watch the game, have a beer, have a good time. But if you start jumping up and down and making yourself visible so that other Raider fans see you, it could be a very long, long day for you.
Talking with Jeff Dowder, he's with an Oakland Raider, a group of Oakland Raider fan clubs. They're in San Diego at Chirac Sports Bar right now. And we're talking about this Sunday's Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You said that as Raider fans, you don't mind Buccaneer fans sitting with you, but they're going to have to shut up, or what? You're going to get violent?
I do not cancel that, Mr. Henry, no, but there are people that are going to. You've got to understand something, Phil. I don't know whether you know this or not, but we are the only football fans that the police are afraid of. Let me be clear. We're the only football fans that the police stay away from. I mean, that's how scary it can get. And I don't mean no harm to no police or anybody. But when the Raiders' season's on the line on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then people had better have had just stepped back. We have a silent agreement with the police that if a Buccaneer fan gets hurt in Raider territory, you know, it's probably better that they, you know, turn their heads.
All right, I want to know which police.
Well,
because I don't think you have a silent agreement with the police for them to turn their heads.
Well, I do know the police are afraid of us.
The police are afraid of you or of all Raider fans?
I think the police tend to be afraid of Raider fans. There's no way you can control us, and there's no way that you can tell us that you can't do that, because we'll do what we want to do, and if you're a Buccaneer fan, you know, good luck. I mean, that's all I got to say.
All right, there's a few points here in your manifesto, and I wanted to go through these. You do not suggest that Buccaneer fans or any fans bring a woman to the stadium or a teenage girl.
That's correct, yeah.
Why?
Well, you're basically giving permission, I think, if you do that. I mean, we are very much out there. I don't know if you've ever seen Star Trek. Did you ever not see Star Trek?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Klingons?
Yes.
In a lot of ways, we're like Klingons. I mean, we're very just rowdy. We're rowdy. You know, we're rowdy. And women are, you know, we dig that, too.
All right, this says, if you sit in our section, don't cheer for your team. You've already covered that. No obvious displays of your team's colors unless they're Raider colors.
That's correct, right. Because, again, that incites us, and it's going to push us over the line. All we're saying is this. We're happy to be in the same stadium with the Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans or the Cleveland Brown fans or any fans. Just don't piss us off. Because everybody knows, Raider fans, we kick ass.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I have on the line here Jeff Dowder. He is a member of a Oakland Raider fan club. There's going to be a bunch of them down in San Diego on Sunday. And among the many things that he's saying, a lot of these things, Jeff, you have to understand, seem to be a little predictable. They seem to be the sort of the cliche of the Raider fan.
Well, you can call them a cliche if you want. Just try showing up at the San Diego Stadium on Sunday wearing Buccaneer colors and going, Buccaneers, yeah, right. It's going to be, you know, it's not recommended. We're asking you for your own personal safety not to do it. We're asking you for your own personal safety not to bring no women. So we're basically telling Buccaneer fans, please, 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 watch yourselves, please.
Or what?
Just, we don't want anything to happen because we're Raider fans, and when we get mad, we shred, man.
You shred.
We shred, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. One of the areas that I think you guys need to stay out of is affecting the outcome of the game by screaming at referees and players. You know what I'm talking about?
Referees understand that they need to respect our feelings and things need to go in the right way. You don't want to make us angry by calling a lot of penalties. So that only makes the police more scared because then we're upset and we may take it out on a cop. Two people that we really don't want to have to hurt, cops and women. But we're Raider fans, and we really believe in our team. And if we see any female Buccaneer fans, that's basically saying to us, yeah, go ahead, you can, you know, have her or...
What do you guys mean, have her? You don't mean sexually assault, do you?
I'm just saying, if a Buccaneer fan brings his woman anywhere near a Raider fan, you are giving me permission to maybe get a little handful. And okay, I mean, I don't want to be...
You know, you guys sound like you're not gentlemen.
I don't want to not be a gentleman. I don't want to not be one. But all I'm saying is, it's like you're giving me permission.
By the way, Jeff, I got to tell you, I don't think there's any cops out there afraid of you guys.
Let me tell you something, man. Ask the San Diego PD. They're scared to death of Raider fans, just like the Tampa cops should be and everybody.
I doubt it. I really doubt it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see you down there then.
I don't want to get into a fight with you guys. I'm just saying, when push comes to shove, I doubt seriously whether there's any cops that are going to be afraid to tangle with you guys.
I'm not saying they'd be afraid to tangle, but they're scared of us. They'd have to tangle with us because they got to do the job.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Jeff Dowder, and we're talking about this coming Sunday's Super Bowl and how the Oakland Raider fans, some of them, have released a Raider Nation manifesto. One of the things on this that I find particularly galling, we do not suggest you bring a woman to the stadium or a teenage girl. If you do, you're saying go ahead. Also, police are notoriously afraid of Raider fans. And finally, please no obvious displays of your team's colors unless they're Raider colors. Otherwise, we cannot be responsible for what happens. One other question here, Jeff. You're demanding that the concession stands stay open for beer sales?
Traditionally, Mr. Henry, they close after beer sales in the third quarter.
But you want them to stay open?
They're going to stay open. I'm a Raider fan. And if I want to, you know, wet my whistle and watch the ball game, the Raiders is the best team in the world because we got the best, the guy that throws the ball.
The quarterback.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, you got the best quarterback.
Yeah.
Here is Jerry. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, buddy, you portray violence. The Raiders aren't about violence. The Raiders are about being the best football team there is in the nation. Yes, I am a Raider fan, and I do not believe that there should be violence.
All
I
I'm telling
every
you
single damn game
if any
last
Buccaneer
year.
Fan comes down around where we are, that's fine. I don't care.
No, it's not fine.
But they're...
Buccaneer fans should be able to enjoy themselves just like Raider fans are enjoying themselves.
No, they can't come to the black hole.
Look, the black hole, whatever. The black hole, yeah, but the mighty black hole. But Buccaneer fans should have the right to go anywhere in that stadium like any other fan.
Well,
and I'm a Raider fan.
Unfortunately,
and I would welcome a Buccaneer fan to sit next to me for a good competitive game. For fun.
Dude, you're not even a Raider.
To each other, yes, but not get violent.
You're not even...
In Oakland, California. I was freaking lighting
hey, dude,
in Oakland, California
dude,
for the last 14 years.
Dude, where are you calling from, man? I'm in
I'm
L.A.
I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, that's big Raider.
Reason.
Yeah, that's big Raider territory down there. Why don't you go throw a beach ball to Flipper, man? I'm talking about Raider Nation.
Wait a minute. This guy's
yeah,
got...
Oakland, California.
All right, I got to cut this guy off. That's the third F-bomb he dropped. 1-800-449-8686, Raider fans, Buccaneer fans. Jeff Dowder is a Raider fan, and he says any Buccaneer fan that sits near him and his friends is basically paying for it. Also, any Buccaneer fan that brings a woman to the stadium is basically saying, go ahead. Any Buccaneer fan that wears his colors prominently and cheers for his team near the black hole is asking for it. And finally, the Raider fans, some of them, are demanding that the beer stands stay open for beer sales throughout the game. He also said something that I didn't buy, but he swears by it. Raider fans are the only football fans that police fear. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds.
Phil Henry Show. I'm with Jeff Dowder. He is with an Oakland Raider fan club making the claim, a Raider Nation manifesto. You guys are going to be at San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium Sunday. You got tickets?
Oh, yeah, I got tickets. I got tickets in Section 9 where most of the Raider, where the black hole's going to be. Absolutely, I got tickets.
All right. You stated that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers stole their name and stole their image from the Raiders, true?
Yes, I did. That's in the manifesto.
Explain.
Well, I think anybody that knows football knows the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were pathetic for years. They had a pathetic team. They had a pathetic uniform. They was pathetic. Then they decided they'd steal the Raider name. They stole the Raider name. They stole the pirate, the one-eye patch pirate. They stole it. The Buccaneer flag, they stole it, everything. And so it's also important for Raider fans when you go to San Diego Stadium and you see the Buccaneer fans to realize they stole it, everything that they are, from the Raiders.
They stole the name.
Yes, sir, they did.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
One thing, we will allow Buck fans to remain in the seats beside us, but they're going to have to play, you know, bar wench and fetch us drinks, and I'm being very serious.
Yeah, sure.
I'm serious. Any Buck fan sits next to me is going to have to run for my beers. That's the truth.
Here is Pete. Pete, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jeff Dowder.
Yo, Leaky Brains. And I call you Leaky Brains because I think you put your helmet on upside down and stuck one of those damn pokers top of your head.
Keep reading, man.
Yeah, listen,
hey,
I'll tell you what.
When you're not breathing through your mouth, what are you doing?
Yeah, you Raider fans
when you
are for crap.
When you ain't breathing through your mouth, what are you doing, man? Are you, like, playing jacks?
All right, Pete, thanks. Howard, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm listening to this guy talk, and I want to be a gentleman about it, but the bottom line is he needs to learn his history. I'm not going to talk about who stole whose logo.
Oh, dude, wait a second, man. That's the beginning of why I'm pissed off.
You shouldn't be pissed off. Pirates invaded Florida in the 1600s. California didn't even exist in the 1600s. Maybe a few missions. Pirates started out in Florida. I'm not going to argue
with
about
the one-eyed? What about the one-eyed guy that they stole it?
Pirates were invading the west coast of Florida back in the 1600s and 1700s. Everybody that knows the history books knows that.
There was pirates in Oakland, too.
You know, I don't understand that. When?
In 1500?
I don't think so.
Pirates, first of all, pirates was invented in California.
What are you talking about?
Well, you can laugh, man, but, you know.
Everybody knows about Gasparilla, about Boca Grande, all the cities down here.
Who?
Nah. Pirates originated in Florida. They invaded Florida. Spanish galleons. They held ships.
Maybe
down here.
Maybe butt pirates were originated down there.
No, I'm not gonna. Okay, can we be adult about this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, so the bottom line is if he's making threats against the players, against people in the stands, he wouldn't talk to Derek Brooks like that. Wouldn't talk to Warren Sapp like that. We need to bring the battle out in the field where it belongs. We got a lot of talented players from Florida State, from Miami. It's a great team. We deserve to be there.
Okay, I want to respond to that, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
First of all, Pirates of the Caribbean, where's that at? You got it. Number two, Warren Sapp, okay, he's one guy. If you put him up into the Raider black hole, how far do you think he'd be, how long do you think he would be alive?
Phil, I'm going to leave the battle out in the field. Bottom line, if you come to Tampa, you come to the stadium here, Raymond James, we treat you like a gentleman. Have a good time. This guy's in a black hole. So
yeah,
sure.
Because that's why the Raiders is going to win the Super Bowl of the world.
Very good call there from that gentleman. Very good call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800.
What do you mean, very good call?
He said, we treat you like a gentleman when you go down to the Tampa Stadium. The battle's on the field.
The battle's on the field. Raider fans, what? So what do you do in the stands then, man? You just sit there and go, will you go get me another, will you please go get me another drink of...
Oh, shut up. Here is James. Go ahead, James.
Hey.
Yeah?
Hey, who's the mouth out there in California?
What's it to you?
Hey, let me tell you something, Hot Rod. I'll be out there Sunday morning.
Oh, good, man. And make sure you ain't wearing no Buccaneer pussy red.
Yeah, and I'm going to bring my wife and my daughter, and when I get out
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure she's got a name tag on, man, so you can find her at the end of the game.
Oh, God.
My butt kicker's not broke, Hot Rod.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On the line with Oakland Raider fan Jeff Dowder. He's at Chirac Sports Bar in San Diego. And who are you with down there, Jeff?
Well, right now we've got East Bay Billy is here. We've got Concord Jimmy, Sleepy and his girlfriend. Oscar and Winona are here from Pleasanton. We got a lot of people here from the Bay Area, and East Bay Grease is here. And we got the East Bay Grease tri-tip serving up some good tri-tip. All Raider fans should come down to San Diego and be a part of the Raider Nation. But if you're not a Raider fan and you talk smack in the stands, then you'll be beat down. And the other thing, too, and I can't emphasize this enough, the Buccaneers stole it, everything about the Raiders being a pirate. They didn't start that. The Raiders did.
All right, but that guy did say there were pirates in Florida long before there were pirates in California.
But there wasn't no football team called the Pirates until 1960 when the Raiders came in to the California scene. And the other thing is, the only thing that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are pirates about is the whole cabin boy thing, which I don't want to get into.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Brett. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, good to be on the radio with you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I'd like to say one thing. I'm as much a Raider Nation as anybody in this world is. I was born in Oakland Memorial Hospital.
All right.
My footprints on my birth certificate are silver and black, and you guys are a bunch of boobs giving us a bad name.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is I waited 33 years to get season tickets to the Raiders.
Do you have them?
Got them. Got to see them moved away to start my own business a year later.
Smart.
Still am as much a Raiders fan as ever, and we never... never acted like you guys did.
Dude,
I've got uncles that have had tickets since day one when it was just bleachers. We don't act like that. We're not like that.
You got Raider tickets and then you moved away.
You can't live in the you can live in the black hole all you want, but it doesn't mean you have to be a jerk.
Well, all we're saying is, well, what's wrong with it if a Buccaneer fan comes in there and goes, yay, Buccaneers, why can't I beat the guy down?
Well, for one thing, I actually now live in Tampa. I'll tell you what.
Oh, dude, you're all
this
messed
team,
up.
No, this team is in the public eye and
you
has
got pushed out
more
further
to
east
do
you
with
went.
The public than the new Raiders do out there. The old Raiders were definitely just as much in the public eye as this team was.
You want to know something?
You know what?
I gotta agree with Brett.
Totally wrong.
I was a Raider fan back in the 60s and 70s when they had Kenny the Snake and they had Dan Connors. Then they came to L.A. and they got their whole L.A. image going, and I don't think they've been the same team ever since.
What are you talking about? Who's Kenny the Snake?
Raiders game,
you turned into a pussy
a
box fan.
There was things like the but it's a bunch
right.
of jerks that caused the problem, and
hey,
you
dude,
just let them get on the radio.
Dude,
so it really makes the rest of us mad.
Dude, how smart are you? You get your season tickets, then you move to Tampa. How
hey,
smart
I started
is that?
My own business.
How
what have you done with
that?
Your life?
How smart is that?
Well, how smart are
what
you?
What have you done with your life?
Ooh, go Raiders!
I own four restaurants. What
hey,
do
dude,
you do for a living?
I think the hem on your dress is loose.
What do you do for a living?
What?
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
I got an auto detailing business in Alhambra, California.
But you're a grease monkey, huh?
What's that? I said I got an auto detailing
That's
business.
That's right. You
dude.
Don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Go Raiders!
What
that's,
a moron.
Yeah, you know,
freaking
you guys...
moron.
They've got... The,
I flew it up. Hey,
these,
man.
These are the people that
you
I admit,
I,
the Raiders fans are brutal. The
hey,
Raiders
dude,
fans are brutal.
I
mean,
flew
we
up to every Raiders
to,
fan. Every Raider yeah. game, I flowed up to a Raider game. What, a
let, me ask you some, let me ask you some questions. See how good you are at the history.
Have you flown over there?
Okay, let me ask you some questions.
Hey, bookworm,
what time
the streetlights are on. Shouldn't you be in bed?
What time did the parking lot open when the Raiders were there before they moved to the L.A., before a game.
Hey, dude, we were tailgating at 9 a.m.
9 a.m., huh?
Yeah.
So you missed all the overnight parking because they'd open it up on the day before.
Where?
To get in at 6 o'clock on the 66th
I'm afraid you were at some other stadium, man.
Nuh-uh. 66th Ave side,
hey, dude,
6 o'clock Saturday
wait
night.
Wait a minute.
It'd
what stadium
for 2 hours,
which
and
one?
We'd go in and party overnight.
Which stadium?
Oakland. Oakland Coliseum, man.
Well, they played. Where do they play now?
They play in the Oakland Coliseum.
That's what I'm talking about.
What do you mean, where do they play now? Don't you know where they play now?
Yeah, they play at Alameda Stadium. What's he talking about?
It's the same place. Oakland Alameda County Stadium.
No, they're in the car.
Hey, dude, why don't you go shopping with the wives when the coin drops on Sunday and don't embarrass us? Maybe you can get some pumps to match the dress.
All right, look at Brett, thank you very much for your call.
No problem.
1-800-449-8686. Where do they play now? It's the same stadium. The same place. Here is Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
You know, I've been listening to this guy, and I think he's the biggest jerk because I really don't know much about football, nor do I really care to. It's just not my game.
Well, what are you calling up for, man?
People like you.
You're taking up valuable oxygen for other Raider fans.
Excuse me, let me talk, okay? You've had your say all night, and just shut your yap and let me speak. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
One,
go ahead,
Mr. Know-it-all, you don't know anything, okay, for one. And also, people like you take the fun out of the audience enjoying themselves for the game because they got people like you getting in their face, wanting to beat them up because they say one wrong thing to you. Why don't you just stay home? Somebody else can have a good time.
Well, if I stay home, then I'm going to lose out on the tickets I got.
Well, boo-hoo on you, you know?
Well,
you got always got to call. You got to go to a game
and
cause trouble to everybody. Everyone, this is a
freedom. You're the one that's crying, man.
Okay.
Not me. Why don't you sack it up and come on out?
You
black
know,
and silver,
like
black
you,
and
they,
silver. We're going to kick ass, some buck ass.
That's right. You're
what
just a
moron.
Drunk and stupid moron anyway. That's no, all.
I'm going to paint my ass
shop.
Black.
Hey. You own a detail shop, and you don't probably know how to paint a car. You probably have a bunch of grubbies do it for you, and you're just stupid to realize
it. Okay, if you think I'm stupid, how smart is this? I'm going to paint my ass black, and I'm going to show it live on the Fox television, and they won't know. Well, what do you think?
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that?
That's fantastic.
The cameras will censor that before you get a chance to do that.
No, man, because it's going to be painted black. They won't know it's a butt. I'm going to paint my ass black. Then I'm going to show the single eye on Fox. They'll think it's CBS.
Yeah.
You know something, man? You know what's wrong with you? You don't know. I'll put a hat on my ass, and you don't have the courage to do that.
I really don't care to watch it.
Well, we just want to go out. Hey, man, I'm not saying nothing.
You go out and have a good time, but you don't need to sit and badger everybody that's coming out to have a good time.
I'm not.
Because they're not a Raider fan, you're going to bash them up.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying if you bring your wife and girlfriend out, aren't you saying that it's okay for me to cop a squeeze?
I don't think so.
Well,
I'd knock you on your ass.
Oh, yeah. You better bring your mom with you. She's more likely to knock me on my ass than you.
And why don't you just sit back in your detail shop and eat your coffee and donuts and just waddle your fat ass around the house and watch the game at home?
Because
and let everybody else have a good time.
Because I got tickets, man. I'm a Raider fan.
You're a nut. That's all. You're a nut.
All right, Andrew. Thank you for your call.
Bye.